Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. And we've teamed up with Mary's Place. We're doing Kicks for Kids because we need to get those kids brand new sneakers to call their own right as the school year starts.
And we're asking all the Rockaholics to join the 69 Club, as always. Or, I mean, you could be joining the $100 Club, the $200 Club, the $5 Club. But we do a little extra love to those that drop $69 or some kind of a numerical amount that's around there because it's just hilarious.
Yeah, you can be part of the $5 and 69 cent club if you want to. That's fine.
But once we started the club, our donations have definitely grown. So that's pretty dang awesome. And shout out to all the Rockaholics, including Marcy, who just texted us in saying that she joined the 69 club.
Nice.
Putting shoes on those kids' feet.
Yeah, it's really good. It helps their self-esteem. And, you know, we take for granted just, hey, well, we need a new pair of shoes. We go buy them. Or, you know, if you're a parent, you've got the money to buy for your kids. There are kids that don't have parents that have the money to do that sometimes. Kicks for Kids aims to fix that. Any donation counts. Go to KISW.com to donate today.
Let's play B-Migs.
It's time to play the game.
To pump it up for Monday! Oh, yeah.
Pump it up!
If you get excited and you get pumped up, and then you might forget it's a Monday.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Yeah, or you won't, and you just get through the day. You know, do it. Do what you want to do.
Thanks, pal. Let's get to our contestant. We got John in Port Orchard. John, are you there?
I am. Happy Monday.
Look at
happy
that.
Happy Monday.
He's
look
pumped
at John
up. He wants us to have a happy Monday, even if we don't want to.
Exactly. All right, Steve, get out of here.
Goodbye.
For those playing at home, John will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. John, you can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
How many movies have Julia Roberts and Richard Gere starred in together?
4.
No.
5.
No.
3.
No. Which holiday greeting was the world's first text message?
Merry Christmas.
Yes. The eyewear brand Ray-Ban was founded in what decade?
50s.
No.
40s.
No.
60s.
Ah, no. The wolf moon is a full moon that happens in what winter month?
October.
No.
November.
No.
February.
No. Which U.S. state is closest to the Tropic of Cancer?
Florida?
No.
California?
No.
Bath.
Beginning with A, what is the scientific name for hair loss?
Alopecia?
Yes. How many times has Nick Cage been married?
Two.
No.
Three.
No.
One.
No. How many dice are there in a game of Boggle?
12.
No. One, two, correct.
Whoa, he dropped the deuce.
Yeah. These questions, as I'm reading them, seem a lot harder than I intended them to be.
Yeah, they're hard, buddy.
Yeah, so...
there's some good ones today.
Yeah, this might be what they call out there, a good old pitcher's duel, right? That's what they call it out there, right? When it's a low score?
Well, yeah, that depends on what Steve does. You don't know until it happens.
Oh, yeah, and if it's like a big difference, it's like a blowout, right?
Yeah. If you get a blowout where basically it's a shutout and a blowout, that's what you can get. You can get two of those things.
Ooh, all right then. Thank you. Keep me up on those terms.
Oh, I thought you were talking about what goes on in your bathroom. Never mind.
Well, I mean, not wrong either.
Yeah, if there's a blowout, he gets shut out of his house.
Yes. Steve, are you ready?
Yes.
Thank you. How many movies have Julia Roberts and Richard Gere starred in together?
Two.
Yes. What holiday greeting was the world's first text message?
Holiday greeting. Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
The Eyewear Ray-Ban was founded in what decade?
I have knockoffs that go on Roy Bond.
What?
70s?
No.
60s?
No.
50s?
No. The Wolf Moon.
70s?
No, you already said 70s.
Oh.
The Wolf Moon is a full moon that happens in what winter month?
December.
No.
January.
Yes. Which U.S. state is closest to the Tropic of Cancer?
Which U.S. state?
Alaska.
No.
Florida.
No.
California.
No.
Damn it. Beginning with A, what is the scientific...
Hawaii?
Yes.
Damn it.
Beginning with A, what is the scientific name for hair loss?
Alopecia?
Yes. How many times has Nick Cage been married?
Four.
No.
Five.
Yes.
Nice.
How many dice are there in a game of Boggle?
Five.
No.
Three.
No.
Two.
No. On a map, what state is directly above Pennsylvania?
New Jersey.
No. One, two, three, four, five. You win 5-2.
Yes.
Sorry about that, Johnny.
Yeah, it wasn't your day, Johnny.
Take care, Johnny.
Can I give a shout out on my deuce.
Yeah, all right, yeah. What's that?
Well, I'd like to give a shout out to all of my favorite Kitsap Pool Patrol clients.
Oh,
they love the deuce.
Okay.
Nice.
Very fitting. Another one bites the dust.
Another one bites the dust. Oh yeah.
Ray-Bans were a little bit earlier than you thought.
40s?
A little bit earlier.
30s?
Yeah, 1930s.
They had sunglasses back in the 30s, DJ.
Yeah, we did. I know it's hard to believe. They were they were heavy, though.
They were all wooden. Yeah, they're all wooden.
Yeah, they were made of wood. We basically had to carry on this giant mirror.
And I wonder what they look like.
Probably Ray-Bans.
Yeah, probably just imagine like kind of the same aviator style brand or something like that. They kind of had airplanes then. So I don't know.
Oh, that's what I was thinking of. Aviator. Oh,
wonder. Those are a type of Ray-Ban.
They are. Oh, okay.
Yeah, they have aviators. I mean, a bunch of sunglass companies make aviators.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ray-Ban being one of them.
And then, BJ, you're a board gamer. So how many dice are there in a game of Boggle?
Yeah, I don't play Boggle. I have no clue. I know it's a square. So I'm going to say 20.
No.
I mean, 25 is what I meant.
No, but you're still in the right ballpark.
I mean,
with that.
36 then?
No, it's not that big. It's
12.
Only 16.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
four by four, 16, yeah.
I should have done the four.
You should have.
I'm an idiot.
No, you're not. You're just
at least I had the square right anyway.
Yeah, you did. Congratulations, Steve, on your win.
Yeah, Steve, good job, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. We're talking about Mondays, and even though people are trying to make us love Mondays, a new poll found out that 23% of us actually dread Mondays every single week.
And the other 77% are lying?
Yeah.
Or they have Mondays off. Right.
Oh, there could be that. 26% of Americans say they never have a sinking feeling as their weekend draws to a close.
You're telling me that's like if you worked a traditional Monday through Friday, have Saturday and Sunday off, it's usually right around like 5 o'clock on Sunday where I'm just like, oh, man. Today's Saturday.
Gotta go to work.
Right. I can't stay up late. I gotta go to work tomorrow. It's not like the end of the world, obviously, but it's still a bummer.
I don't care what you do. When you have to go report somewhere and be somewhere because that's your job and you've got to do that, I think eventually you just don't want, you know, you eventually go, you know, unless you hate your home life so much.
True. I mean, there's some people that are just like, can't wait to go to work, get away from my family.
Yeah.
So I know my dad kind of really, we had a small house growing up and there were six of us in there. So he used to love to go there just for the peace and quiet time before he had to go and do, and he did manual labor. So he can't have loved that, but he left really early. And I know why. He was like, I'm going to get up, go sit down, talk to my boys, have a cup of coffee for an hour. Then I'll start my job. He would always go to work very early.
I try to like do things in my schedule that I look forward to, so that way I don't like get to that point. But like Mondays and Tuesdays are kind of tough. Like I just, there's nothing really. Mondays and Tuesdays are really tough. I can't even justify anything else.
There you
I do some fun. Like I go train wrestling and stuff. So I'm like, okay, I'm excited for Wednesday. I look forward to Wednesday because I get to do that. Thursday and Friday I play hockey, so I'm like excited to do that. Get to go play hockey, but like Monday and Tuesday it's just suck.
It's like Monday after work, I go and take a nap because I can't handle it.
Right.
And the only shining moment for me on Tuesdays is that's when I play D&D. So at least I've made Tuesday into a fun thing.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I think it's important not to just like save all your fun stuff for just the weekend.
Mm-hmm. I like the Wednesday, Thursday, Friday because it shows you're getting to the weekend. Yep. A little bit of fun. Yeah, fun. Ah, crap.
Back to crap.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm doing.
Well, I'm glad they put all that time and energy into making a study that we could have just told them.
Right. Yeah, really. Well, but then there's all the percentage of people that just, don't know? Like, they didn't tell us what the other 70-somethings...
True.
I mean, are they neutral? Do they love going into Mondays? It's just now we only know that there's a certain amount of that hate it and a certain amount that don't hate it. And then what about the other people? I don't know.
Did not answer.
I don't understand the I don't knows. What do you think of Mondays? I don't know.
More important question. Rav, you forgot to tell us the state for...
Oh.
Is it Washington? Oh, wait, we did do the state, right?
No, we did. I forgot to do the state. No, so
Pennsylvania.
Yeah, the state that's directly
New York.
Above...
It's New York, huh?
Is in New York, not in New Jersey.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's close.
I knew it, so that's why I didn't bother saying it. I was like, I already know that answer.
I thought everyone knew it, so...
Well, clearly not the person who grew up in it.
Yeah. Well, and you know, I don't know why. I have to say something only because now that I live on the West Coast, why is everybody in the West Coast especially expected to know everything on the East Coast? You know what I mean? Like that's over way the hell over there. I bet if you ask some East Coast idiots who have the same geographic knowledge that I do, they wouldn't be able to tell you what's going on out West, like all the states.
You don't know geography?
Oh, I don't know geography at all. I'm really bad at it.
Yeah, I've asked us questions about the South and
I mean, Steve and I both
West
don't
Coast.
Know.
I'm just dumb, guys.
Yeah, but I feel like there is...
Chill.
I know that... Look, Steve, I know you and I probably are dumb, but there are going to be equally as dumb people out on the West Coast, and therefore I wouldn't expect them to know much about East Coast geography.
I expect them to know everything about geography. I learned it when I was a kid. They should learn it, too.
Wow, just like that. That's
he's a geography snob. I've told you this for years.
You
guys
are
like, no, you just don't understand the Rev. I'm like, no, he's a geography snob.
Well, all right, then. It's very ironic. The guy that doesn't know a lot will snob us over that. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Shots fired there, smart guy.
Well, I'm just saying.
Happy Monday. All right, let's see how well you know geography.
Oh, here we go.
I'm excited.
Start asking about other continents. I mean,
what state is directly above Kansas?
Directly above Kansas. Is that Nebraska?
BJ, I think we have to take a break, right?
Yeah, we have to take a break, yeah. Why are you challenging him?
Damn it.
You're going right in his wheelhouse. You never go anywhere in his wheelhouse.
Directly. And you can, there could be two answers to this one. Directly.
Oh, why would you tell him that?
Because I'm an honest man, BJ.
Oh, all right, fine.
Name the state that's directly below Wyoming.
Directly below Wyoming. Oh, that's an interesting one. Colorado?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you looking at a map right now?
I'm not looking at a map. Here's my screen. Yeah. It's just my emails right now.
Are you getting emails from somebody giving you the answers?
No, I'm not getting any emails.
Fine.
Yeah. How long are you going to go on with
this? What's the other answer then?
Is it Utah?
Damn it.
Rev.
Oh, okay.
All right, BJ, you go do what you want.
I told you. You notice I didn't ask any questions.
This is a load of crap.
You're asking a snob to answer questions that he's a snob about.
I literally, before I went into kindergarten, I played a computer game that was learn your states and your capitals. I know this stuff usually
pretty
well.
Wake up every morning and refresh yourself on this? Like,
it's in his brain. What do you want to do?
It's seared in there, man. I know lots of stupid information, and some of it happens to be geography.
There it is. Okay, well, he's a winner. See, I would have asked him about other continents, Steve. Like, all right, Mr., you know this USA, but some people think you should know everywhere.
But that's not fair. That's not what the conversation was about. We were talking about America, man.
Oh, yeah, but he went and became geography snob, though. See, that's, you know what I mean? That's all of geography, not just U.S. geography. Rev, are you just U.S. geography, or do you think you know all of geography?
I'm not really good with, like, weird Eastern European countries or anything along those lines. You're going to get me on that stuff.
So you can only snobbery us in this country, but if somebody comes from Europe, they're going to look at you the way you're looking at Steve
and
I.
Probably. Right, what's directly below Honduras?
Honduras
City.
Right? Panama?
Is he right?
No.
Okay, good. Because I was like, I was good at that.
I might have punched Vicky's computer screen if you got that one right.
Yeah.
Just out of sheer frustration.
There's two answers to that one.
Well, yeah, but I mean, really, come on. You know, the only people going to get it are going to call us all idiots, right? We're going to get a text from people going, of course below Honduras is Slapistan, you morons. Yeah.
I thought Slapistan was in Eastern Europe.
Yeah, you know, they moved it. They moved it. Yeah, they moved it.
They moved it.
Yeah. It is time for Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. Maybe you want to say we're geographical morons. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Your calls and texts, 918 on the Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on the Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. And it is simple. You want to talk about something, you get to talk about something, as long as the something you're talking about fits in with Steve's something.
It's a simple something, BJ. Has to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we'll gong something. And then say goodbye to you.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
So I want to know, have you guys ever gone to a concert fully expecting to hate it, but you actually loved it? For me, it was Bonnie Raitt. Never thought I'd enjoy it, but she was actually pretty awesome.
Yeah. For me, it was Neil Diamond, because Kathy was a fan of Neil Diamond. I'm like, oh, I'm going to go see this idiot. And he's older. You know, I'm like, whatever.
But in all fairness, it was the I'm going to go see this idiot tour that he was putting on.
Exactly. Yeah. And it turned out that tour was fantastic. I was pleasantly surprised with how much I really liked what a performer he was. And I was like, oh, all right, I guess I see why the ladies dig this man.
Oh, he's very popular. I would love to see Neil Diamond. I don't know if, like, he's just going to tour again after everything comes back. But is he still alive?
Yeah, he's still alive, but, you know, he was...
It
looked like he was in a bit of tough shape as, you know, and he was older, and you could see that, okay, but still a great performer. But I don't know. He's got to be in his 70s now, at least.
He is now 80 years old.
Oh!
So I think it was a valid question, Steve.
Whoa!
You know, it was from... I wasn't like, damn it, I don't want to go to this, but I was like, oh, I'll go because my wife is a fan, and I'm sure it'll be fine. It was Carrie Underwood. We saw her at the Tacoma Dome before. It was actually, we joke about it being Tatum's first concert because my wife was pregnant while we went and saw Carrie Underwood. And I thought, I'm not going to hate this. I like any live performance. As long as it's over the top, lots of lights, I'll enjoy anything. But man, she put on a great show. Like, she was a total rock star up there. And I don't know any of her songs except for, like, the Before You Cheat song and maybe, like, one other. And that's about it. But every song was, like, super fun. She had something cool going on with it, and the band sounded great. It was a good time.
Damn. How about you, Vicky? Anybody that you could say, I didn't want to go see it and I loved it?
No, I can't really pick any, because all of the concerts I've ever been to, I've just been excited to go to, and I haven't had, like, a significant other really drag
force
me.
You somewhere.
Or if they did, I really didn't care for it. Like, I think I had an ex who took me to one, and all I did was drink in the bar, and so I don't remember anything of the music or anything like that, so I can't really say that.
All right, so you hated the concert and got drunk, or you really wanted to go see it?
I guess that is a strategy.
What about a pain in the grass, you know, when you have multiple bands? I'm sure not every band you were like, oh, I can't wait to see this band. There wasn't any of them that you're like, I'm so glad I watched them?
No, like, okay. I of the ones I did go and get to see, I was really excited to see them, so I've been pretty fortunate.
I will say, Steve, I was very surprised by Fever 333, because I knew we had to interview him. I said, all right, I don't know anything about these guys, let me go listen to their music, and I really love their music. I was like, if you had told me this is what they are, I would have said, nah, I don't think that music's for me, but then I went and listened to it, and I'm like, wow, I was very, and of course, you know, I got to hear them at Pain in the Grass, and well, I mean, they're just,
highly recommend, if you ever want to see a great live band, those guys, they are full of energy up on stage, and it's just pure chaos on stage. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
There's like three of them, and it still feels like you're watching a riot on stage. It was great.
And yet, Jason, I think, is the lead singer. Just like one of the calmest, nicest dudes you'll ever meet. Like, his onstage persona and offstage persona are like the exact opposite.
Gets it all out on the stage.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Rav, what about you? Is it orgy?
It's not orgy, because whenever I go to their shows,
you're excited to see them.
I love it every single time. Actually, along the same lines with you, with Carrie Underwood, it was a country artist, but I was younger and my mom wanted to go see Garth Brooks. And I was like, okay, well, you know, I like some of his music at the time, so we'll be fine with that. And I went and I was blown away. He is such a showman that his concerts are just absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, I want to see Garth Brooks. I hear he's doing a stadium tour again.
He's coming back. I think he's coming to the Clean AF Arena.
Oh. Wow.
So, and he always does those. Last time he was at the Tacoma Dome, he kept adding shows until the shows stopped selling out. He played like five shows or something ridiculous.
He's smart. He's like, I'll keep playing if you keep buying.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see how many shows we now get, because people complain about the old Key Arena not really being great for bands, for you know, for them to be able to get in and do what they needed to do to have a, you know, set up the way they wanted to. And now the Climate Pledge is going to be brand new, and I'm sure state of the art for that.
Well, nope. Rev, you're wrong.
I was wrong.
Yeah, we're not going to get to see him at Climate Pledge, because we're going to get to see him at Lumen Field. It's Garth's first time ever at the home of the Seahawks, as it's being promoted as.
Oh, so he's that big now that he's doing the field shows.
Damn, September 4th. That's like next month.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Oh. Wow, you better get your tickets.
Is it September 4th of this year?
It just says September 4th.
But tickets go on sale August 6th.
Yeah, the tickets go on sale this week.
September 4th, 2021.
I'm used to tickets going on sale and the show doesn't happen for another year. So I was like, what is this, September 4th of 2022?
Nope, no, 2021.
Still only a month out there doing tickets. I feel like for that show, they would have done more.
Oh, they'll sell out. He'll sell out. No,
yeah, all right, fair enough.
I don't think that's the flux that Garth has. He's like, screw it. Put on tickets on sale 2 hours before I play. I bet I'll sell it out.
First time in Seattle, Tacoma area in 4 years.
Maybe I need to go to that. What day is that? September 4th.
It's a Saturday.
Yeah.
There you go. Saturday night's all right for partying, man.
Yeah, now, here's the thing. Cowboy hat, and I'm going to go.
Well, you said, now, here's the thing, Steve. We always say in our brains, gosh, I really want to go do that. And now the opportunity's in front of you. Will you go do that?
A very solid chance I won't, BJ.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to, but I just don't, especially with the kid involved, it becomes a little bit more of a pick and choose our battles kind of thing.
It's a thing where I think, you know, it's funny when we say things. I heard a tone in your voice going, I think he wants to, but he won't.
There's a lot of factors have to happen. A, the tickets have to be free.
Yeah, okay. Because the ticket prices are about $95 a pop.
Yeah, that's not free, Rev.
It says all inclusive. Does that mean all my food and drinks are included?
Oh, good question.
Is it like a cruise ship?
All inclusive. Your seat is the inclusive.
Those are good questions, because his people are older now and they want all inclusive.
I'm bringing a lawyer and I'm going to sue him if I don't get a hot dog for free.
I feel like you should get a hot dog for free.
It says all inclusive. Like, you're an idiot. Like, but still, it says all inclusive.
Well, what does
my
that even mean,
doesn't
though?
Mean anything.
I mean, a concert is you get a ticket, and if there are seats and you have a seat number on it, you get your seat. What else would it include that means all inclusive? That's what you always get.
Oh, I bet it doesn't include parking.
I bet you it does not. If it does, oh my goodness.
I mean, you can do an add-on where it says parking, but...
See, this is what I hate about
for that.
Exactly.
How much to get Garth to park my car?
Yeah. See, this is my problem with sales. It's like, all-inclusive really does mean everything that you would expect that you'd need to go to the concert, they would do for you for free.
So, like, I should get pants, shoes.
Exactly, all of
a
that.
A shirt.
Yeah.
A babysitter.
Oh, yeah, babysitter, definitely.
Right?
Someone said they saw Garth a couple of years ago trudge through the snow. It was totally worth it. He was awesome.
Oh, Steve, is it now worth it now? Are you going to do it now? No.
Pressure, man.
You know what's going to happen is I'm going to say next time. And then watch. Like Garth says, I'm done playing music.
Retiring.
Right.
Yep. Gosh, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But now, see, that's the thing. You know, it's a thing called I want to want to. You know what I mean? It's like, I want to go to this, but I really don't.
I want to go, but not that bad. I just want to say I want to go.
Yeah. I can't blame you. I really, because I do that all the time.
Someone said, I saw Bette Midler because of my wife, and she was amazing. It was like a Broadway musical with all the dancing and singing. Quite the entertainer.
Oh, Bette Midler's really talented. Even if, I mean, you know, I'm not really a big fan of her singing stuff, but Bette Midler is a great talent.
On the flip side, I remember I got tickets that were like 10 rows back as I was part of the fan club to go see Jay-Z when he played at the time called the Key Arena. And I got him and I told my wife, I'm like, I got his tickets. We're going to be really close. It's going to be awesome. It was like 10 or 12 rows back. And she's like, all right, I guess. And I could tell she did not want to go, but she was just going just to keep me company and because I was like excited about it. Man, we didn't realize this. It wasn't just Jay-Z rapping up there. He had a full band, so he was rapping with a band. It was amazing. And even she was just like, I would have never gone to this concert unless you like twisted my arm and drug me out. And I'm so glad I went. It was one of the best concerts I've ever seen.
Look at you.
That's
right. Wow. Oh, see? You look like you know what you're doing.
I was lucky. I was like, I thought for sure I was going to be like, oh, sorry. Sorry I made you come to this show that you didn't want to go to. And I was so happy it was a live band because that added so much to it.
Yeah.
Then all the people around me thought I was Vin Diesel, and she thought that was hilarious. They were wasted, and they would not take no for an answer. Like, dude, come on.
Well, it's your fault. You kept talking about how, like, the most important thing is family.
I did. Yeah. It's important that family go see Jay-Z together. Yeah.
Let me ask you a quick question. Did you jump a garage in order to get to the parking spot? Because that's another way they probably would have thought.
I jumped a couple rows to get to our seats.
Ah, yeah. See, that's
close
it.
Enough, right.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, that's it. Okay.
And I was just making fun of The Rock the entire time I was there. Yep. So they just knew.
Oh, well, you're definitely Vin Diesel.
Right. That no one makes fun of The Rock unless they're Vin Diesel.
Right.
They were wasted.
You think?
It was hilarious.
Oh, my God.
You pick the topic. You guide the show. It is Listeners on the Loose. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. More of your calls and more of your texts at 935 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Yeah, a few texts this morning. Yeah, so it's funny because I said I was going to be wrestling over the weekend for a title over at 5CC Wrestling on Saturday night in Bellingham. More people have questioned, though, whether or not I pooped my pants and if I won the title, which I think is pretty awesome.
Yeah,
the priorities of our rockaholics is very important. So just to let you know, the answer is no to both. I did not poop my pants, and unfortunately, I did not win the championship, BJ. Otherwise, I'd be in here wearing it today.
Wow.
Oh, man, that would have been epic. Thought I was going to do it. I had it all in the bag. Through the guy, it was Nick Wayne. He's an up-and-coming wrestler around here that's just going to be one of the bigger names. Mark that name down if you're a wrestling fan. He will be on television in the very near future. He's going to be a star. He's going to be a breakout. He's incredible. But I threw him in the chairs. I beat up on his head. I did everything I could, and he got me with a little roll-up.
Wow. Oh, they got you.
He got me.
Why didn't you poop your pants? That would have got you the title.
You know what?
Big defense.
His head was right by that area. I should have. Why are you managing me, BJ?
I'm telling you right now.
You've been yelling, poop your pants.
I am going to be.
Pants.
I'll have to come to the ring sometime and just be your. I'll be your Mickey.
Come on, Rock. Poop your pants.
When you say crap thunder, rock. You mean it literally this time.
You know, oh, yeah.
Mickey, that was just a euphemism about crap and thunder and lightning or whatever
crap
it was.
Crap the thunder. Come on, Rock.
Somebody texts, Nick, did you poop your pants this weekend? Yeah. Like, if you don't know the context, Ryan Castle can be like, what happened this weekend?
I think Ryan Castle knows exactly the context.
Why are so many of our listeners worried that you pooped your pants?
Yeah, well, you know, that's the thing that C's been doing these days. Maybe those Depends aren't for me that got sent. Maybe they were meant for you.
You know what? I'm going to have to just take them home.
Yeah.
They're mine now.
Yeah.
So I want to know, Migs, did you see Limp Bizkit at Lollapalooza this weekend? Damn, they sounded great. Yeah, it's on YouTube. If you just search Limp Bizkit Lollapalooza, it's weird. It's fun, like, to see, first of all, to see a crowd of that size again. Like, it was, it looked like, you know, 100,000 people out there. I'm sure it wasn't, but it looked that way. And they were all losing their mind. And even, like, Fred Durst says, hey, make some noise. This is your first time seeing Limp Bizkit. And pretty much the entire place did.
Oh, wow.
So it's kind of fun, man. It was like, it's nice to see the band that I've been... I forever say it's not a guilty pleasure, just a pleasure, and that's Limp Bizkit, to see the love that they deserve.
There you go.
And they got it, BJ. Place was going nuts for them.
It's nice that everybody dug them, like you said, and the majority of them hadn't even seen them. That's good news.
Oh, the place was going nuts for them. And they put on a great show. It was great sounding. They looked good up there. Even Fred in his old man outfit. It was pretty funny.
I know, Fred.
Now we just got to get Limp Bizkit. We need Limp Bizkit for, like, painting the grass.
Oh, my God.
Okay, please.
Ryan. If you're listening,
we will bring back the summer of Fred Durst.
Wouldn't that be amazing if we convince, like, you know, like they do Sanarchy? Yeah. And we convince the entire Paint the Grass audience to dress up as Fred Durst.
Oh, that would be insane.
And if they just came out there not knowing, and they just see a sea of red baseball caps, they'd be like, what the F is going on?
It's an easy costume, too.
It's very affordable.
I still got mine. Actually, I found my old red Kangol hat that I have.
So, I still got mine.
I would rock that.
Oh, yeah. Mine was just a red Tacoma Rainier's hat. I'm not getting rid of that.
I just want to be the old version of him, the old man Durst.
You could do that.
I like it. It's kind of hot.
Yeah, Durst sounds like a Scooby-Doo villain.
And it looks like
he looks like a Scooby-Doo villain.
He does, too. Yeah,
he really does.
Would have gotten away with it, too.
Man. That's awesome. 206-421-ROCK, Texas at 77999. It's listeners on the loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show.
I got a few people texting about crumble cookies. Someone said, based on your countless recommendations and seeing the video on the BJ and Mix page, took my wife to crumble cookies in Puyallup, and it was awesome. Worth the drive from Olympia. We're definitely going to try more flavors. The cake batter cookie was unreal. Agreed. The cake batter one's good. And then someone just texted in saying, have you seen this week's crumble cookie menu? What do you think the Kentucky one is like?
Ooh, Kentucky. What are they known for?
Horses.
Yeah, so right. I don't think it's made of horses.
It's a Kentucky butter cake.
Oh, butter cake is delicious. So is that a Kentucky thing? I don't think I realize that.
It says it's a yellow butter cake cookie dripping in a melt-in-your-mouth buttery glaze. That sounds awesome.
Butter cake is so good. And if that's a Kentucky treat, thank you, Kentucky, for bringing butter cake to the world.
Yeah, BJ, did you see the first one on their menu? It's called the chocolate potato chip.
And
it's got chocolate chunks, toasted coconut, rolled in crushed potato chips, and butter pretzels.
That is a great idea.
I've never even heard of doing something like that.
Chips.
Oh, that I remember when my wife first started dipping potato chips in chocolate when she was in her chocolate making phase. And now you can buy those that way, but I had never had those before. Chocolate and chips are a great combination.
They really are.
My mom used to be in a chocolate making phase too, where she would make like chocolate popsicles for all of us.
Aw.
Yeah.
And she would do it for my dad. Talk about how the times have changed. My dad, he would bring to the office, he was a big hit at the office because my mom would make him chocolate like popsicle sticks, like the chocolate, but they were a boob mold.
Oh.
And so it was like a woman with like boobs. And so that was what my dad would bring to the office. And she would always let us have one. My brother and I, we were like, this is so cool. We're eating a boob. But like she would like that. And my dad would go to work like no different than like, you know, Rev when Michelle would make us the breakfast cupcakes, like a whole tray of them. My dad would show up to work with a tray of boob chocolate candies.
Don't think that would fly anymore, would it?
No, probably not.
Not that I know of, no.
Yeah, I think the HR would probably go, look, Mr. Migs, I appreciate the idea of, you know, a tasty treat, but they can't look like a boob. We're going to have to write you up, sir.
Nice milk chocolate.
Mm, nice. Yeah, the chocolate potato chip looks amazing.
The dulce de leche one looks like that's my jam.
That's always a good
one. Cinnamon cookie with dulce de leche and thick cream cheese frosting.
Look at that swirl. Yeah. That's adorable.
Oh, yeah.
Adorable.
Crumble cookies.
I just called it a cookie adorable. What the hell?
Yeah, you did.
And then they got a mango frozen yogurt one as well.
Ooh, I love mango.
Well, that's interesting.
It's even got a dried mango on it. And I think I read that they're going to like change. They're going to go with a different flavor midweek, like for the first time.
What? So, oh, that'd be crazy.
Come Wednesday, we have something to look forward to, boys.
You know, here's something I'd like to hear him say. We're going to try something different. We're going to go to the east side. Come on, crumble cookies.
Someone said the Kentucky butter cake one is absolutely amazing.
Wow. Who's that? Somebody who doesn't live on the east side?
Aw. Yep.
Tired of it. Tired of it, east side.
If they can road trip from Olympia to go to Crumble Cookie, you can road trip from Mercer Island, sir.
Oh, I'm not going to get on Meridian. I'm sorry. Meridian is hell.
I'll
it is
the
highway
back
to hell.
Ways, man. But you could stop in Covington. I think they have one in Covington.
Yeah, yeah. There's one in Covington.
You don't have to go to Puyallup, man.
Well, isn't Covington further than Puyallup?
I don't think from Seattle it is.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. That's good news. I always thought Covington was further.
Geography master, Rev.
It's a little bit more east than it is south, so I kind of think it's about the same.
Is it the difference kind of a thing?
Kind of, yeah.
But you don't have to drive on Meridian.
Yeah, well, and it'll be a quick drive at that point.
And I'm already on east. I'm already east, which means I can take the 4-0 fizzle, right?
The what?
The 405. I can take the 4-0 fizzle, go on down to the 167 zizzle.
So what's the current ETA to get to Covington?
39 minutes.
And what's the ETA to get to Puyallup?
Puyallup is...
Oh, 10 days. Are you kidding me? Come on. From
39 minutes.
It's
about the same. Like I said, split the difference and you're good.
Fake news.
Again, you question the geography master.
But we're not also factoring in that once you get to Puyallup, then you have to get a Meridian.
Yeah. Yes.
That's so a good I'd add, yeah. it's about 3 days. It's going to take you 3 days.
Yeah, it takes 40 minutes to get to Meridian, 3 days then from Meridian to the Crumble Cookies. Yeah.
Seems about fair.
Or go up to Smoky Point Marysville. And then you can go hang out with me.
Because that's also not a traffic problem going to Marysville. No,
you're
going
fine
north
if you
is always
right
fantastic.
Now.
We have a special shout-out, a texter wants us to throw out there.
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
Can my boy Biscuits get a shout-out? He's getting his nuts chopped so he can't spread his cat stuff around the neighborhood. Sorry, bud. It has to happen.
It's cat. Okay, phew.
Sorry, cat. Sorry, Biscuits.
I don't know. I don't think Biscuits is a cat.
Who do you think Biscuits is?
I think Biscuits is the partner.
Or older brother.
Yeah. You know, we don't want Biscuits to spread his own stupidity. We're chopping him now.
Sorry, Biscuits.
Okay, so I don't think Biscuits understands what a shout out is, but we did it anyway.
Meow.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I mean, are we going to give a shout out? We should speak the language at least for poor Biscuits. He's like, and of course, I have the two idiots on the show that really thought I was serious.
Three, actually.
Three.
Four now with Joe.
Oh, yeah. Oh, thanks, Joe. This kid. I'm going to adopt this kid. I'm done with
what's
him.
What's that purr thing? How did that purr sound?
I can't. It's definitely not that.
Is that Saw? Is that Saw's cat? What the hell is
Rev
that?
Rev got it. Do it, Rev.
That's like baby Wookie. That is not.
What the F? That's the farting girl. We don't need that. Well, this is great. Thanks. All because of Biscuits got his boys removed. Which, by the way, we're having a great time, and Biscuits is like, "Oh yeah, good." No, you keep laughing, people. You know what happens when your boys are removed, right? It's over for me. I'm done. I'm gonna go in the neighborhood. No one's gonna bother with me anymore. You know how it's gonna be. They're gonna, look at Biscuits. Ballless Biscuits. That's what they call me. Ballless Biscuits.
Ballless.
That's all the cat's gonna. That's what the cat's gonna call him. He's gonna wander the neighborhood. They go, look at him. There's nothing there anymore, Biscuits. And he's gonna like, shut up.
All right, it has nothing to do with Biscuits. Someone wanted to know, what do you guys have you seen the new Venom trailer and what do you think?
Oh, yes.
Is another Venom trailer?
There is another one.
Oh, this one, yeah. This is legit. Yeah, I mean, you know, listen, Woody Harrelson, I'm excited because I just love Woody, so I'm excited to see what he does with the role.
Is he Venom?
No, he's Carnage. He's the more evil version of Venom.
Why are we even talking to Steve about this? He obviously doesn't know anything about any of this.
Oh, because I'm very excited to talk about it.
I saw Venom in the first one, and it was good.
You saw Venom, and you forgot that Woody Harrelson wasn't in it until, you probably don't even know that Woody Harrelson
was
in it.
So you're telling me that every time they do a superhero film, it's always the same actor playing the star?
Not always, but 99% of the time it is.
I don't know. Batman had a couple different ones. The Hulk had a couple different ones. Why can't Venom have Woody Harrelson as Venom?
Because Woody Harrelson is playing Carnage. That's why.
Well, but also, now I know that thanks to the Rev, who was not rude about it. Unlike
you would have known that if you watched Venom.
He did!
Well, he
this
didn't
is Venom Part
the,
2.
He didn't see the end scene, apparently. He didn't see the bonus scene because he would have known that's what, you know, that's what Woody was about.
Looked like Sloth was in it from the Goonies.
Okay.
That was Carnage.
Oh, yeah. That's Carnage?
Yeah. Carnage is a red Venom, basically.
Baby Ruth.
Yeah. And he also likes to hentai people a little bit, it looks like.
Oh, yeah, yeah. A lot of tentacles going around there with that one. Yeah.
Go Kraken.
So, yeah, go Kraken.
Well, the trailer without sound looks good. So.
Yeah. Okay, then. So, which one will you see first, Garth Brooks or Venom? That's what.
Oh, that's a good call.
Yeah, which one are you going to see first?
Right, Venom.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Good enough. Good call. All right, we have a big question that needs to be answered, and that is, what do Ryan Castle and magnets have in common? I'm going to tell you at 9:51 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. And now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and magnets have in common?
Polarizing.
Yes, you are.
Also, polarizing, sorry.
Oh, hey, he's back.
One text says they both love metal.
Yeah, they do.
All right.
Both are attracted to Steve's buns of steel.
He has been working out a lot.
The high knee is getting firmer.
Oh, that's good to know.
I don't know. It's got that apple bottom.
Oh, wow. Buns of steel, apple bottom. This is a dream come true.
It's the best day ever.
Yeah. I don't know if you know this, but scientists in China are working on a new contraceptive for men that uses injections and magnets to heat up and shrink your family jewels so they stop working for a while. Wow,
guys have hard enough time using protection that is just a simple condom. Now you're trying to convince them to use magnets and shrinking their boys?
Oh, all you do is just inject nanoparticles made of iron oxide into your bloodstream, and then somehow they'll get to your junk, and then they heat up, and then they make your boys shut off.
Yeah, dudes will do this.
100%. Yeah, sure they will. Ryan Castle, I don't know what he's going to do, except I do know he has a 12-pack.
BJ and Migs play of the day.
New Order's The Perfect Kiss, number 5.
I can't remember what song it was for, but I thought it was a really cool video where they basically had younger, more attractive people pretending to be New Order for the music video. And the band was called The Killers. And I believe that's where The Killers came up with their band name.
Oh, that's wild. I never knew that.
But I don't think it's for that song, so it was completely pointless. Story. Sorry.
You know what, though? Great story, though. Good story, bro.
Sometimes I just become Cliff Clavin of music. Stupid music trivia.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Well, bankruptcy costs, of course, vary depending on what type of case you're filing. There's a certain amount of court costs and other out-of-pocket costs that you're going to have in any case. The filing fees in a bankruptcy case are about $300, whether you file Chapter 7 or Chapter 13. One of the things to watch out for when you're shopping for bankruptcy attorneys or looking at the different cost options is that a lot of times, especially the really cheap places, don't tell you upfront about all the court costs and whatnot that you're going to have to pay in addition to the attorney fees. So make sure that you get the full picture when you're comparing prices of bankruptcy lawyers on what the attorney fees are, how much your court costs are going to be, so that you can really make a true comparison.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.